The next patient is Betty Hernandez. The last name is H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z, like in Zulu. Betty, B-E-T-T-Y. Number one, the patient has renal artery stenosis. The left kidney was stented many years ago. It was a smaller than expected kidney, and we are suspecting that this is a non-functional kidney. The right kidney is functioning very well, and the present laboratory workup shows that the albumin creatinine ratio is within normal range. In the comprehensive metabolic profile, the serum creatinine is 0.81, the BUN is 7, and the estimated GFR is 86. The protein creatinine ratio is within normal limits. Following number, hyperlipidemia, and the patient hasn't been taking the Repatha because of a scheduling with the cardiologist problems, and she is encouraged to call the cardiologist's office today, make the appointment, and get the approval for the administration of Repatha. Is critical in this particular case because the patient has coronary artery disease, status post coronary artery bypass graft, and a renal artery stenosis in the left side. We already have evidence of arteriosclerotic changes. Following number, coronary artery disease, followed by Dr. Arcenas, A-R-C-E-N-A-S. Is evaluating her periodically. The patient has been stable. Following number, vitamin D deficiency. The patient hasn't been taking the vitamin D. She's encouraged to take the vitamin D. Following number, at one time the patient was diabetic, but the hemoglobin A1C has been less than 6 most of the time. We are going to reevaluate the case in 6 months with laboratory workup. Emphasis was made about the need for her to follow the instructions. Paragraph I invested. 10 minutes reviewing the lab. In the face-to-face, 18 minutes. In the documentation, 7 minutes.